Well, with the holiday season upon us, there are plenty of theater traditions in Cincinnati. One of the funnest for the family, of course, is ETC's annual musical. And this year, it is Alice in Wonderland. Joining me in the studio are the Mad Hatter, Sarah Mackey. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
And Tweedledum, Phil Fiorini.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for joining us, you two. Now, this is probably one of the most unusual holiday offerings every year. It's not a Christmas show, but it is so much fun. How long has this been going on?
I know it's over 20 years. It might be over 25. They started with the pantos. They were always original pieces, and I think they just kind of grew into more of a musical offering as time went on.
And adding to the tradition of that is they are always written by the great, talented team of David Kaiser and Joseph McDonough. Mm-hmm. This is actually a show that is near and dear to my heart because, Phil, I have played your role before.
I'm sitting here shaking. I'm intimidated. I don't know how I'm going to fill these shoes.
Well, Sarah and I were the Tweedles. It's so much fun. And every year that they do the show, it rotates as to which ones they're doing. Now, this one's been done before, mm-hmm. but there's always a different twist on it. So what are some of the different things we'll be seeing with this production?
Different people are playing different roles, which is always fun to switch people out to see what happens. Also, I believe there is a new musical number for the Tweedles.
They're adding another song.
Yeah.
I wanted a dream ballet.
So this is one of those programs that is very, very popular. In fact, earlier today, I was talking with someone who had received a Flex subscription for their birthday, and she's using the entire 6 tickets on this one production.
Nice.
One of the things that I find very interesting is the program, while being offered to the general public as a standard show, is also part of what ETC has as the Fairy Godmother program. Give us a little background on the program and tell us what it does.
The Fairy Godmother program is the part of the run of the show where we bus in kids from schools that may really not otherwise have an awful lot of field trips, especially at the holiday season. So it is a complete offering to the community that ETC donates. We pay for the buses. We give them snacks while they're there. We engage them before and during intermission with different quizzes and little fun activities for them to do. And then we send them home also with learning activities, teaching packets, and coloring sheets that we get back. Sometimes they'll write us letters, or they'll draw pictures of the different characters, and they'll write us and tell us which one was their favorite. And we keep those and we cherish them. And if we can find a moment, we make sure we write them back, because that is so important to make sure that they know that they are acknowledged. And that is one of the huge reasons that a lot of us who are in the cast for multiple years do this slot, do this show, because that is one of the most important parts of being a professional performer, is making sure that the next generations to come have access and have a love for it instilled in them so that they can carry that through their time as adults.
And I do believe this is the 25th anniversary
okay.
of the Fairy Godmother program. Lynn Myers, our artistic director and director of this show, I think she was saying like there were 12 people at first.
It was a very, very small amount of people. These kids just walked over from their school. They didn't have coats or gloves or anything like that. They just walked on over to see the show. And it was something that they hadn't considered. They just thought, let's do this show for them. And so now they have buses and they have coat drives.
And over to 1,000.
Yes, yes.
And also they've added 2 sensory performances, which is amazing too for the children that have maybe autism or some sort of tactile or sight. And of course, we have our interpreted performances in American Sign Language. Mm-hmm. So this inclusion is just terrific.
And it was named the Fairy Godmother program in honor of one of ETC's earliest actresses.
Yes, Jenny Hoffman, who played, I believe, a fairy in Sleeping Beauty and also a fairy godmother in Cinderella. I'm not sure about the Cinderella, but that picture of her as a fairy in Sleeping Beauty when they were pantos before the David Kaiser version of it is just drilled in my head. She's in there. So yeah, it was named for her.
Now, you mentioned briefly in your description of the things that have come out of this program, a coat drive.
They will accept coats, scarves, hats of any size for children or adults.
So preparing for this show, there's got to be moments where you just stop and say, oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun. Where are some of these moments?
Well, I get to do the tea party for the first time because this is my first time playing the Hatter. And it is a lot of fun. I didn't realize how much fun it is. We are constantly moving. It's a very active scene. And I get to be with Darnell Pira Benjamin and Andrew Maloney, are my March Hare and Dormouse, respectively. And we just really have a hoot together.
So, I seem to remember roller skates at one time.
There were when we did it. Yes, the March Hare was on skates. So there may be some surprises for the tea party.
And Phil, how about you? What was a Tweedledum moment?
Well, being that Kate Wilford is my Tweedledee, we are, I'm proudly saying, the oldest Tweedles. And to see us running around in those costumes and to see us even running, period, is a miracle. And we laugh, oh gosh, a lot.
In addition to the annual musical, there's another tradition at ETC, and that's Expectations of Christmas, a one-night sort of concert performance of song and spoken word. What are some of the things we can look forward to this year?
Oh, a lot of music and a little bit of a sing-along and some really beautiful stories that were written by Dylan Myers and some of the music that was written by David Kaiser as well. And this is a benefit for Tender Mercies Shelter. And we've got it down to an hour, hour 10 tops. And this is the Christmas thing that ETC does. You know, the holiday show is a family offering and it's not specifically Christmas. This, we unashamedly sing Christmas carols or Christmas-oriented things, and a donation that you make is your ticket.
Now, for true Alice fans, this is a little bit of an adaptation.
Yes, the Kaiser McDonough canon does always try to make sure that there are lessons involved, that there are morals involved. If we take a fairy tale and fracture it, we still make sure that there is a really great message to go along with it. In this case, and it's not that different from the original Alice, it is still more of a coming-of-age story. We're trying to help her grow up to be a good, kind, honest, decent human being. And so each scene, like the scene with the caterpillar, the scene with the tea party, and every time the Tweedles come out, it's because we're trying to push her in a light direction, in a nice direction, you know, and to make good decisions and good choices and not be selfish, those kinds of things. So that would probably be the focal point of why we do this story. And then it also makes it so that it is a little bit more universal to all audiences coming in, and everybody can recognize that need to develop good habits, I guess you could say.
And who will be playing Alice this year?
Delaney Ragusa. ETC audiences will know her from Violet. She was young Violet.
That's ETC's annual holiday musical production this year, Alice in Wonderland, and that will be running November 28th through December the 30th. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, the Mad Hatter, Sarah Mackey, and Tweedledum, Phil Fiorini. For more information on ETC's production of Alice in Wonderland and Expectations of Christmas, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
I'm Georgella Lyon. I'm a poet, and this is called Radio Noel. Sitting on the gray-green living room rug, so close to the gold-flecked speaker of the wooden Crosley that I can rest my nose on it, I am five and listening to the velvet voice of the cinnamon bear telling his stories full of holly and Santa, chocolate and taffeta, baby Jesus, doll's eyelashes, and the great and guiding star. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Georgella Lyon.